Tom Lee's Bitmine ETH stash tops 5.2 mets. After adding 26,659 in a week, Bitmine Immersion Technologies, the Ethereum treasury company chaired by Fundstrat's Tom Lee, now holds more than 5.2 million ETH after buying another 26,659 ETH over the past week, according to a Cointelegraph post on X on May 11, 2026. At an ETH price of $2,329 as of May 11, 2026, the position is worth roughly $12.1 billion. The weekly addition alone runs to about $62 million in market value at the same price. A treasury that now owns roughly 4% of circulating ETH, Ethereum's circulating supply sits near 120.5 million coins. Bitmine's 5.2 million ETH stack is around 4.3% of that total, putting the company in a small club of holders that own a measurable slice of the network's float. For comparison, Strategy's Bitcoin position is the most cited corporate treasury benchmark in crypto. Bitmine has spent the past several months building the ETH analog, with the difference that Ethereum has a yield curve attached. If even a portion of the stack is delegated to validators, the float removal effect is reinforced by lockup periods on top of cold storage custody. The company has not, in the X post, broken out the share of the treasury that is currently staked versus liquid. That number matters more for ETH than for Bitcoin because it changes how quickly any of the position could come back to market. The pace of accumulation is the real story. 26,659 ETH in a single week is not a one-off. Bitmine has been adding to the position in similar weekly clips through the spring, growing the treasury from roughly 4.5 million ETH at the start of April to today's 5.2 million. At that cadence, the company is absorbing close to one-half of 1% of circulating ETH each month from secondary markets and OTC desks. Whether that is enough to move price is debatable given $21.7 billion in daily ETH spot volume reported by CoinMarketCap. The structural point is that this supply is being moved into a corporate balance sheet rather than rotating between retail and exchange wallets. ETH spot price has barely budged on the news, trading at $329 with a 24-hour change of just 0.27% and a 7-day change of 0.46% as of May 11, 2026. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 50, neutral. The Tom Lee thesis at Work Lee has been public about his ETH thesis since Bitmine was set up as a treasury vehicle. That Ethereum's role as the settlement layer for tokenized assets, stablecoins, and on-chain finance gives ETH a structural bid that Bitcoin lacks. Recent flows back up, at least part of that argument. Tokenized real-world assets recently crossed $30 billion, with the bulk still issued on Ethereum mainnet or L2s that settle to it. Critics have pointed out that any ETH treasury company is also a bet on ETH price, and unlike Bitcoin treasuries, it carries protocol risk. A successful attack on Ethereum or a contentious upgrade could damage the asset in ways that do not apply to Bitcoin. Lee's response has typically been that the same logic applies to any equity exposure to a single technology platform. Implications for the broader ETH market. A 5.2 million ETH treasury sitting on a single corporate balance sheet has second-order effects worth noting. It concentrates a meaningful share of ETH supply with one decision maker. If Bitmine ever decides to sell, the unwind would not be quiet. It gives institutional investors who want ETH exposure a regulated equity wrapper, similar to how Strategy functions for Bitcoin. It reinforces the case for ETH as a treasury reserve asset for other public companies, a thesis that has been slower to take hold than the Bitcoin equivalent. For users of crypto cards that pay rewards or rebates in ETH or hold ETH on the back end, the supply-side dynamics matter at the margin. A tighter float, especially one paired with growing staking ratios, tends to amplify volatility in both directions.